Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capshaw, Edward Jones Advisor. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin with Ken over there on the phone. We have Hillary Guffey with the Clinton County 4-H Fair. And Hillary, thank you so much for giving us a call and a quick update this morning. I think it went very good, especially a couple nights we had really great crowds.
Hi, guys. We had a great week considering the weather that was dealt to us. We were kind of talking this morning. We had two washout nights where we really didn't get anything done, and then kind of two partial nights where we kept the carnival open till 11, but with the weather and everything, the crowds kind of dwindled out. So all things considered, we were pretty happy with this year.
Was it pretty much just people, you know, not having something to do? And I think they're going to come anyway, but when we had last year with COVID and things were so limited and not having, a whole lot of rides, if any, it was really a double whammy full force this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This morning, kind of when we were doing our rundown, we were thinking that this is probably our biggest carnival since 2016.
Wow.
So people are really ready to get out, really ready to kind of get back to, you know, whatever the new normal is, and just go back to life. And if you were here Saturday night, the last Saturday for the Derby and everything, you saw the crowd. People were driving around trying to find a place to park. And, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen the fairgrounds as packed as it was Saturday night. And it was great to see.
I was there Saturday night, and yeah, it was really packed. It was standing room only at first.
Yeah, definitely in the grandstands, it was standing room only. And you know, I know you guys mentioned earlier about Chase Thompson, but we can't give him and his crew enough credit for running that Derby and putting on a great show that the community could come out and see. So we really appreciate him for heading that up for us.
While I've got you on the phone, did we learn anything new this year? Hillary, was there any big revelations at your all's wrap-up dissection this morning or over the weekend?
Well, we learned that the fairgrounds can be a muddy mess, more than what we have seen in the past. I'm sitting out here actually this morning as I'm calling, kind of looking at the aftermath of the week, and it's muddy out here, but we are going to have the inmates come out this morning with, thanks to Sheriff Kelly, and you know, just kind of get the grounds back in order, really pick things up. And it's going to take us a couple weeks to get things back to the way that they were. And we're going to have to spend a lot of time, you know, filling in low spots and dragging stuff with the skid steer and things like that. But, you know, we learned kind of where people should park and where they shouldn't. And we can't thank the EMA enough, too, on the south side of the fairgrounds for letting people park in their lot for the week. That really helped alleviate some of the muddy mess. So that's just something that we kind of had to go with for the week.
Hillary, when's that other harness racing event going to be in September?
Yeah, so we're having another fall festival this year. We had one last year. It was a great success where we had craft vendors and food vendors, and it will be September 18th and 19th. On the 18th will be the harness racing. It will start at 1 p.m., which is free. And then on Sunday the 19th will be actually another Derby, and it will start at 3 p.m.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
after our crowd on Saturday, we're really excited to see the fall turn out as well.
Yeah. I understand that.
We got out there before the demo Derby a little bit before 6. I'm trying to think of what time. Maybe 5:30 or so. And we had to park in the EMA parking lot, and it was nice to have that as an option because I was starting. I had a car full of kids, and I thought, man, I need to get parked and get out of that.
Yeah, I came up here around 6, and I started pointing people, you know, just over there. And once you kind of start the flow, everybody starts to follow. And even Co-Alliance over across the road, I think there were 3 lines of cars deep over there, and we thank them for being generous enough to let us, you know, let people park over there so it's not as far of a walk for for people to come over to the fairgrounds. So it was great to see and very exciting.
So is there anything else that you didn't get in besides like the competition for the cheerleading and the pizza eating contest? I think it was on Friday. Anything else besides those two that you really wanted to get in that you did not get in?
We missed the KOI dirt drags at the beginning of the week.
Okay.
Obviously, we would have loved to have had those, but weather permitting, again, it just wasn't smart, wasn't going to be safe for anybody, and we want to make sure that the track and everything are at the best that it can be when we have people in here. So unfortunate, because we wanted to have something for the community to come out, but I think in hindsight, it kind of rewarded us, I guess you could say, on the last Saturday, because people, they didn't spend their money earlier in the week, and they came out to the Derby in full force, and were ready to have a good time, and like I said, Chase and his crew put on a great show, so.
Okay.
All right. Anything else we need to know, Hillary?
I don't think so, but we want to thank you guys for coming out every morning last week and doing the party line out here on the fairgrounds. It's great to have you guys out here to cover everything live, and Hoosier Land TV for the 4-H kids. That's great for people who can't make it. So we appreciate all of your help.
Yeah, we had a good time. Hillary, thanks for everything, and we'll see you 360 days from now, all right?
Yes, we're already gearing up for next year, so we look forward to it.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning and last week.
Yes, thank you guys very much.
All right, take care.
All right, Hillary Guffey with the 4-H Fair Council there, and appreciate her giving us an update. Yeah, I had a good time at the Demo Derby Saturday night. I was really tired, I'm not going to lie. I had a busy, busy weekend. But I think the kids really enjoyed it because they'd sat in the grandstands before. And, you know, if you're in the pits, it's a different animal altogether.
Right.
So they had a good time. So we will take some phone calls. I understand we will not be able to get a hold of Riley today with the Clinton County Family YMCA. So Ken and I will be here for another 20 minutes or so. If there is something on your mind, give us a call, 659-3338. Now, there were some people last week, a large swath of Americans, I think, I can't speak fluently on this because I don't know, but there are a lot of people, Ken, getting money from the government. $750, I think, last week. Most people were supposed to get it.
I don't know if I did or not.
I know several people who did get it, and I think that was a payment that is supposed to last like, I don't know, 3, 4, 6 months or something. But I just want to take this time to remind people that this is the beginning of socialism, okay? They're kind of hiding it as economic stimulus recovery from COVID. That doesn't hold any water. That's a bunch of BS. This is the beginning of socialism. So if you're one of those who are sitting around thinking, oh, this government money's pretty good, it's pretty nice not having to work, well, everything comes at a price, man. It nothing is free. There are no free, truly free lunches. So I guess enjoy it while you have it, but let's keep it real, okay? There's a lot of places out there who need help. Jobs, there's a ton of jobs out there. You need to be working if you're able to be working, because nothing comes good from free government money handouts and sitting around with idle time. It's the devil's playground.
The one thing it's going to transpire, it's really going to affect people. And I don't really care if you're pro this or anti this or whatever. It doesn't make any difference what side of the fence you're on. It really doesn't. We're going to have to pay for all the stimulus money we've gotten some way, somehow, in the near future.
Yep.
It's coming. Get used to it, get ready for it, and don't complain when you have to.
You got to pay the piper.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't sit there and ram, 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 ram. You know, don't complain about it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's nice, it's helpful, but at the same time, you know, hey.
There's always a catch.
Yeah, there always has to be.
When there's free money given. Now, I learned something over the weekend. And again, I don't get that free money because I pay a little, I pay a lot of child support. Yeah. Mm. And, after paying for 20 years, there's been a, you know, I've been between jobs here and there. So I got behind. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So every time there's a stimulus or some kind of tax return or something, that goes straight to my child support, which I'm fine with. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's amazing what you can get used to when you don't have a choice. But, But one thing that I heard over the weekend, and it was like page 6, column 8, you know, just buried way down, is that this is an advance on your taxes. You have to pay this back, like you said, Ken. Mm-hmm. This isn't just $750 once a month just because the government feels like being nice people. There's a catch, and you gotta look at it all and see who's giving it to you. But I'm here to tell you, this is the beginning of socialism. And I know Joe Biden isn't a, well, he markets himself as a Democrat, but there's not much difference in this day and age in America between Democrats and socialists, at least on the national stage. And the first, if you Google socialism, the first thing is, the government provides for you. Mm-hmm. They provide for you, and I mean, this is the way it's going. It's pretty scary. It's happened in just 6 short months, and it's all under the guise of economic stimulus recovery from a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe last summer there should have been a little payment put out, as there was.
Yeah,
but you got to stop at some point.
The thing of it is also is that I'm not too sure whether we would be better off, you know, if we have the right to refuse it.
Yeah. I guess that's, or, I never thought about that.
Or possibly having to pay some on what you're getting now.
Well, you're going to pay tax time next
year.
Oh,
I know. This is going to be interesting for me because this is the first year I have been on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the stimulus checks.
Right.
So I'm really kind of, I'm really worried about what my taxes are going to look like next year.
Right. Well, the smartest thing, and I think I could probably tell you this with some certainty, is don't spend it. Hold on to it.
I'm trying as much as I possibly can.
Right, because you're going to have to pay it back. And people are just, they're not only going out and spending it, but they're not looking for a way to supplement it.
No, they're not.
The government's giving out all this this extra money with unemployment. And we do have a story here that Indiana's unemployment office says it's reviewing all the cases where someone may have gotten too much money in unemployment benefits. Last week, the Department of Workforce Development said thousands of people across the state will have to repay some of their benefits. In some cases, that's thousands of dollars. They say it's reviewing each case and is only going after people who got benefits they did not earn. The commissioner, Fred Payne, says people who made simple mistakes can work with the department to correct their situation. But good luck if you're thousands behind and all of a sudden, oh, didn't know that was for me. Well, there is no such thing as free money.
That's right.
So that kind of worries me. I just think there's so many people out there who just think, and this has nothing, like you said, to do with a political group, Republicans or Democrats. They're just people out there. They see free money and they take it. And like you said, what if you don't want it? Don't give it to me, you know? Well, the best thing to do is just hold on to it because you're going to have to pay it back. And there's something to be said for a stimulus check every now and then, but it's got out of control.
Yeah, honestly, I think the first one was legit.
Me too, yeah. But, and maybe the second one.
Possibly, because I can't remember what the second one was.
I can't remember what
the second one was for.
I don't know.
The third one, though, I know was not. I know that. I know we have to pay that one back.
Yeah.
And if we get any subsequent ones after that, I would assume we're going to have to pay it back, too.
Well, everyone who gets the stimulus or whatever and has filed their taxes and is current and everything got $750 last Thursday and will continue to do so for at least 3 or 6 months. I want to say 6. But, you know, do the math, man. I mean, we're at like $23 trillion in debt or $24
trillion. Well, you figure
it's just growing.
Just look at this way. You're going to get about, if you go 6, you're going to get just under $4,000.
Yeah.
for stimulus.
Yeah.
You're going to pay that back.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know. As I said, I don't care if you're for this, against it, or how you stand. It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay it.
Well, you know, if you need it to pay some rent, get an electric bill rolling,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, get some groceries, I get that.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's for. But I sure hope you're working, too,
yeah.
Because there's so many people. There's a lot of articles out there on the Internet about it, and it's pretty intriguing that there's so many people who are quitting their jobs because they got used to working at home, and now they're kind of holding their employers over a barrel saying, look, if you want to keep me, we figured out a way for me to do this from home. I'm not coming back and sitting in the office place for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still work. I'll still get the job done. But I'm working from home, and if you have a problem with that, I'm quitting.
Yep.
And there's a record number of people quitting their jobs and going to other things, and that's okay if you go get another job. You can't just quit and live off the government. I mean, you can, but then we're no better than Cuba, you know? We'll take a break. Come right back with more Party Line on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Parents, parent. These are 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds that are preparing for college. They need to get their little butts in gear and get ready trying to figure out, I'm just going to go to college. Like the guy called me up. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My daughter told me she's going to this expensive school. And I'm like, well, see, that's where you get confused. In my household, my teenagers didn't tell me stuff. I told them stuff.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station, keeping you connected, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to YLO's Party Line. It's a Monday. A few minutes left in the program. Our sponsors are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, or Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin. That's Ken over there, and this is Carl Lane. Hey.
Hey, Kevin. What's that $750 you say they're what's that for?
I don't know. That's kind of the question. It's supposed to be a pre-tax credit to continue to help people with this financial hardship and stuff because of the pandemic.
Who gets it?
A lot of people. And I think you have to have maybe kids. I don't know because I don't have it. I just know I heard a lot of people over the weekend talking about, man, I'm rich.
I tell you, I just don't believe what's going on. The Democrats never talk about our deficit.
Nope.
The Republicans never talk about our deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Spend, spend, spend. And now they're wanting this $3.5 trillion, but they said we got to have money set aside for our budget because we're broke. They've already spent. This is the second time this year, and this is only July.
Right.
This is July that they went through all their money,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then the state of Indiana had over $1 billion in their savings, and then they went broke because of this COVID. Now, on the news, they've got $3 billion. Whether the federal government sent it to the states or what, I don't know how they come up with. I can't figure their figures out on what they're doing. You know, they want to spend for our highways and our bridges, our structures in the United States. But if you listen to the thing they have, well, they're wanting to give so much money to people that don't have places to live and build housing, add more to food stamps, add more to all kinds of free programs. You know, that's just like, man, you tell me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong. I'm wrong about probably 90% of the stuff I say.
No.
But they came out, as I listened to the radio station, they said there's going to be $6 million for the police station. Now, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, says it's up over $12 million now.
That's incorrect.
For our police station?
That's incorrect, Ken.
Yes, it is very much incorrect.
Yeah, no, we're talking like $2 million or less, right?
Well, how much is
it? No, wait a minute. It's going to be around $7
million. The new police station?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was.
And it started out at $6 million. But the cost of everything's went up, so it's going to be another $1 million. Right, Ken?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I was told yesterday that it's up to $12 million now.
Well, they're out of their tree.
Yeah, that's what you get sometimes, you know.
It,
as you get, you know, rumors.
And the other thing of it is that the aquatic center is going to be the one. I'm not so worried about the police station. I'm more worried about the aquatic center.
Yeah,
because
what's that? The swimming pool.
The pool over
the
TPA.
Swimming pool,
yeah.
Well, why can't they fix the pool we have?
Because it's unfixable.
Yeah.
Then why did we spend $2 or $3 million?
Because
on
they thought
that
they thought they could.
Yeah. I know, but what was it, Ken? 3 or 4 years ago, they spent $2 or $3 million and fixed that pool up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You remember that, Ken?
Yeah, I remember that.
They spent wasn't it $2 or $3 million?
Whatever it did not work because they didn't realize the hate to use the word the depth of the problems that they've got, but that's where all the problem is. The stuff underneath everything is what really broke. And that's why there is no pool right now, and you know they're going to try and give them, you know. But here again, I don't want to shift this thing, but I'm going to for a second. The thing is, you have the golf course. You have the aquatic center. They're amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How much, you know, can you realistically expect? Can you break even with those? Yeah.
No. No.
Right.
It's things people expect.
Yeah.
And so you have to almost have it.
I'm just saying, those two things in particular are always going to be something that you, if you break even, if they want to break it even with, they're going to be happier in heck they're able to do
it. Yeah. Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't understand so many things anymore. Must be my age and everything, but it was a couple days ago, there was five or six children over by here on a bicycle, and I asked the kids if they wanted something to drink and a candy bar, and they said sure, and they came up and they was talking to me, and they said, Carl, we have nothing to do. But I just don't, I mean, when I grew up, Kim, we didn't even have a baseball. We took tape and put it around an apple and put about five or six coats of tape on an apple, and we used that as a baseball and had a heck of a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just out on an old pasture field.
Right.
We didn't have all this stuff that the children have today, but I guess it's a different age that we're living in that...
Just because it's different, it doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
You know?
That part's true.
We've let the kids get away with too much for too long. Carl, I just did a quick Google here. This is actually a $1,400 child tax credit. Half will be given to you when you file your taxes next year. The other half will be given to you over 6 months. So, for example, a family of five with three kids aged between 6 and 17 will get $750 a month, totaling $4,500 over 6 months.
But then at the end of the year, when you file your taxes and you're claiming those kids as a dependent, you're not going to get that.
That's right. This money will be taken back by the government. It's almost a loan.
So... Like that lady that I know, she told me she got $7,000 back last year in taxes, but she only made $4,000 that year.
Yeah.
But she got $7,000 back because of all of her children. She's not going to get nothing back, is she?
Not much, if anything. And
well,
see, they don't.
That's going to put them in a bind there.
Man, heck yeah. Well, I mean, they don't tell you these things. They don't want to tell you these things.
Well,
And you won't find out by watching the liberal media either. You don't hear this on the news.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get off here and go take some medicine.
Hey, take one for me.
You guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to have to take a double dose.
Carl, thanks.
Nice. All right, take care.
All right. Ken, thanks, man.
All right.
All right. And thank you for listening, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Kapp, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.